It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Pam Adams with Ascension St. Matthew's Church. And coming up the 21st of February, it is their Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper. This is one of my favorite times because you get to go and have pancakes. And who doesn't love pancakes? You're celebrating Shrove Tuesday. And I get to talk to Pam. That's one of my favorite times of the year, anytime I can talk to Pam Adams. And Pam, how are you today?
I'm doing really well compared to where I was 6 months ago. I'm mean and ornery as ever.
Well, that's okay. Is that's a step up for you now? Are you not so mean and ornery, or are you more mean and ornery?
You'd have to ask my friends about that.
All right, well, let's get rolling into this, and let's talk first about Ascension St. Matthew's Church. It's a Christian fellowship based on Lutheran and Episcopal traditions, but give us a little bit more background on the St. Matthew's Church here in Price in our area.
Well, St. Matthew's is the Episcopal side of the church, and Ascension is the ELCA Lutheran side. And years and years and years ago, when we had the little building on 6th, they were meeting, the Lutherans were meeting there, and it was at the Episcopal Church, St. Matthew's Episcopal Church. That building no longer exists. It was torn down, and something else has replaced it, along with the gas station that used to be in front of it. But anyway, we joined together as a wonderful fellowship in the fall of 1984. So we've been together a long time, long before the Call for Common Ministry happened.
One of the big events that you have every year is this Pancake Supper. And the Pancake Supper is, you do it strategically on Shrove Tuesday every year. And for those that may not know, how about just a little background on Shrove Tuesday and the Pancake Supper itself?
Well, Shrove Tuesday started forever and ever ago. It's older than I am, which is saying something. And it's been going for, in the Episcopal tradition, for hundreds of years now. In England, where I grew up and was born, I remember the women going down the green, flipping pancakes, which, thank heavens, we don't do anymore. But that was kind of fun. It's always the traditional start just before Lent, because Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent for us, the 40 days of Lent leading up to Easter.
So once again, this is going to take place at the Ascension St. Matthew's Church right there, 522 North Homestead Boulevard. And the Pancake Supper has kind of become a tradition, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. It's been going for years and years and years here. We will be serving from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 7 o'clock in the afternoon. And this year, last year when we were doing the drive-by, which was all we could do with the COVID and all the rest of it, and the orders from headquarters upstate said, you can't have the church open. So we went, okay, what can we do? So we did a drive-by last year, which was very successful. And the only thing we heard from people was, the only thing that would make this better is if we could be there in person and have the fellowship that we're used to having. Well, come on down, folks, because this is the year to do it. We are asking for a donation of $5 for a single ticket, and a family ticket is $20. And little children under 3, as long as they're with a mommy, daddy, or a reasonable adult, anybody over the age of 18, are free. We are also going to have our gift shop open, which some people don't even know we have a gift shop. It's open during the two big fundraisers we have every year. One of them is Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper, which is what we're talking about now. And the other is in the fall, the second weekend in October. It's our fall fair, and they're completely different things. Both of them that was very successful this year. We had new people doing things for us, and it was just really terrific. And we hope that this is open to the public. Anytime we're open to the public, people are welcome to come anytime, but this is definitely a time to see the building where we are, because people are curious about it and happen, and we're asked questions about it. Does that answer your question, Dave?
Absolutely, it does. It does. So let's talk about, once again, for a single, it's $5. A family's $20. Children under 3 are going to eat free when they're accompanied by an adult. But let's talk about what that gets them.
Well, you get fresh-made pancakes, as many as you can eat, and one serving of eggs and ham that goes along with it, and a drink of your choice. It's one of the best deals in town. Family tickets are $20. Single tickets are $5. So, and you can buy tickets at the door, or you can buy it from any member of the church, or call the church and leave a message, and that way your name will be on the list. Their number is 637-0106, and the afternoon is the best time to leave a message. There isn't always somebody in the office, and the hours vary, so that's the best thing to do. But all of our folks who have tickets, you know, that are available, and you have to have a ticket in order to be able to get in. If you pay ahead of time, you don't have to stand in line. You just whip right on through. You check in and go right through. And sometimes it takes a little longer. We have very, very good parking at the church, and so you don't have to search for a parking spot. But it's again, it's one of those things that the community has supported us phenomenally, and I just am always so appreciative of KOAL being one of those supporters, because you, Dave, and I, we always enjoy talking to one another, and that's fun. So, you know, for me, that's doing what I used to do years ago. So it's fun for me.
Very, very good. And we go a little ways back. I knew your husband, and so it's okay. It's good that we have these few times a year that we get to catch up, right?
That's exactly right. It's lovely. And being able to do things for the church is wonderful. It's a beautiful building, and it'll be nice and warm, and you can't get better pancakes anywhere. That's what people tell us anyway. So I believe them. And as far as the gift shop, we will have somebody in the gift shop, and it's not something that everybody enjoys doing, but if you go in, please don't take any drinks in there, because we have a lot of things that are handmade, and it would be really crucial not to do that. But we encourage people to come in and stop in. There's way too many things in there in the room. It's to the right as you go into the building, and it is there are handmade things, machine-made things, all done by crafters, and it's really been quite a ministry. We enjoy it thoroughly, and go from there. But we have so many things I can't even begin to tell you. Everything from mugs from Ireland, porcelain mugs from Ireland, and all kinds of things like that. But the major focus is on the food, of course, you know, as it is at Fall Fair. So come on down and help support us and enjoy a good meal of pancakes, all you can eat, and one serving per person of eggs and ham, because, as we all know, the prices on things have gone through the roof. So we're trying to hold the line in terms of what we ask for, and we do appreciate the support.
All right, we've been speaking with Pam Adams of Ascension St. Matthew's Church about their upcoming Pancake Shrove Tuesday Supper on the 21st. Pam, we're going to be talking again in a couple of months. You've got a big convention coming down, don't you?
Well, we do. It's a very special honor for us to have this. We had one here a few years back, and it pumped a lot of money into the community and let people know what was going on. It's the Episcopal Diocesan Convention statewide, which is held once a year, and they pick different places. You know, we used to go different places when I first got here, but they've changed it now because they have a magnificent facility in Salt Lake City. But our new Bishop Spiegel, who was ordained and installed in fall, well, she wasn't ordained, she was installed, but in September, and one of our gals here, our organist Jan Young, was asked to do the postlude and the prelude, and that was quite an honor. It's a big honor for us to host it, and it'll be April 21st and 22nd and possibly the 23rd. At the church. Now, it's not open to the public, but it's a huge event for the community to know about, so that everybody goes, where in the world did all these people come from? You know, and they'll be staying in the hotels and eating food and enjoying what we all have to offer here in Castle Country, which I tout and you tout, and we just keep going in terms of all of that kind of thing.
We do. All right, so we'll be touching base with you there. Once again, though, this is all about the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper at Ascension St. Matthews. That's 522 North Homestead Boulevard, going on February 24th from 4 to 7 p.m. If you have any questions, just give them a call. If you have to, leave them a message, and they'll get back to you. Pam, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We appreciate this. And as I said, we'll be talking to you in a couple of months, okay?
We will see you on February 21st. Thank you, Dave, so much. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.